This past Sunday, we joined a mass migration uptown to Harlem. Throngs of tourists now joining the predominantly African-American congregations going to church.
How many?
Three.
Yes.
Okay.
It's been going on for years, but now appropriately churches like Memorial Baptist charge $10 to $20 for the privilege of sharing their sanctuary. At the stately Mount Nebo Baptist Church, tourists must sit in the balcony but are soon moving with the parishioners below, joining the band, the choir, the pastor. A block away, another Sunday at Harlem ritual, brunch at the famous soul food restaurant Sylvia's. And in the air everywhere, politics. Bill Clinton's office is in Harlem. Outside of Sylvia's, an employee, Niquez, on a break, explains why he's supporting Hillary.
You know, she's been working for the community and other people.
You felt her?
Yeah, I just feel it. So, because she's been working.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, take one. Wow. You guys are voting on Tuesday?
Outside a subway stop, a Bernie Sanders table is set up with buttons and flyers. Sanders supporters talk about Clinton's email account, her support from Wall Street, and big fundraisers. We asked organizer Will Lockhart, is he aware he's in Clinton country? African Americans in New York have voted solidly for both in the past.
The heart of the matter with this election is whether you want someone who is going to continue the policies, the neoliberal kind of corporate policies that we've had for decades, or whether you want someone who's going to fight to change the way that politics works. And if you want someone who plays the game the way it's been played and is experienced, Hillary Clinton's a great candidate. But that's not what we need, in my opinion.
Young people crowd the table, something that surprises a passerby. Now, as you'll hear, we were also surprised to find out he's one of our favorite foodies. But first, we asked Raven Dennis III why he was so surprised.
Because I'm so surprised at the tremendous change of New York's mind, because, you know, before New York was like 60-40 to Hillary to Bernie Sanders, and now it's like 10 points away, and you got people stepping up and speaking out, you know, who never really got involved with politics that much, that are in the entertainment and quote-unquote celebrity. Spike Lee was the one that really surprised me, because usually he's kind of low-key on, you know, politics and all that. So I've, you know, been accustomed to that, and to see him, you know, so outwardly spoken about Bernie Sanders, it surprised me.
Well, so what about you? What are you thinking? What have you been thinking?
Well, I've done work for past President Bill Clinton in part of my business. And
what's your business?
I'm Cake Man Raven.
You are Cake Man Raven, you are not.
Yes, I am. The creator of all the red velvet craze over the world.
Yeah.
And you know, since doing cakes for so many people, they're like, oh, you Democrat, oh, you Republican. I said, well, when Bloomberg was in office, he came to my shop and put on a cake jacket and became cake team. And he was a Republican. But at the same token, past Mayor Dinkins, past Governor Cuomo, they were Democrats. So I was there, too, doing cakes. Then when Pataki was there, I was doing cakes for him, too. So when you're doing cakes like that, you got to be for all the people. But personally, my opinion would be I was going for Hillary, because when she ran against President Obama, I was a Hillary fan then, but then as things went to take a change.
What do you mean the change?
Well, I mean, it came up so young and so vibrant about, you know, what the young people were doing and how it was all online and social media. So, you know, you join the hype. And when both of them worked together, okay, it worked. We had both our people in office. But now, I'm like, who's going to be the backside of Hillary? Who's going to be the vice? And Bernie Sanders, who's going to be his vice? And it's just kind of
I hear what you're saying. So when Obama came along and there was just, as you said, this thrilling moment, you're thinking, well, I could do that. But then President Obama and Hillary Clinton worked together. So you had it made. You had both your people. Now you don't know. Are you thinking of switching from Hillary to Bernie?
Well, see, again, I had to be totally convinced with Barack Obama when he came through, because I never heard of him before. And we were strong, hard supporters for the Clintons since when? And as generation to generation, we always liked Clinton. So I went with my grandmama, my mom and them went. And, you know, it's always been okay. So it's never been nothing that they, I mean, all the stuff they keep bringing up about, oh, show this, show that.
The papers and everything. Well, let me ask you about this. Let's outline this more. The Bernie Sanders people are saying that Hillary Clinton was actually, as a child, she was a Republican, a Goldwater fan. Yes, she was with Marion Wright Edelman, Children's Defense Fund. She was sent into the South, you know, investigating racism. But then Bill Clinton passed the crime bill, which now people are thinking led to an inordinate imprisonment of young blacks. What would you say to people who are saying they really didn't support African Americans?
Well, I'd beg to differ. Because I was involved directly. I mean, you can weigh everybody. They said President Obama didn't stand up for his own. He didn't speak enough for the America, black Americans. What do you mean by that? So, I mean, so when you start to go and start to win and start to throw in daggers, you're going to have a list of them. But when you look at what, look at her history as far as international. She has a reputation everywhere. So it's not people that don't like her like it didn't like the Bushes. But when you got somebody that, like, First Lady Obama and President Obama can go around internationally and be liked and received by people who did not receive America, that weighs more than this nickel and diamond stuff they're talking about now. And then when it comes down to what the office does to you, my own personal opinion is that can Mr. Bernie handle that with you already up in age now? Look at President Obama, how he aged in 2 years. That's a real stressful thing.
You're saying Bernie Sanders, you're citing his age. It's an issue.
I mean, that's an age for leadership, because then what happens is you automatically get in office, everything is fine, you're doing what you're supposed to do, and 6 months later something happens drastically and you're out of there. Then somebody else who nobody wanted is in office.
So I just, but pick up on that thought, because I found it interesting with some of the criticism now, and you know, Ta-Nehisi Coates and a lot of people have gone over to Bernie Sanders, and they cite the passage of the crime bill, but it's interesting that two-thirds of African-Americans supported that bill because they felt they needed help fighting crime.
I mean, because look at our city. I can't even say nothing about crime here in New York. And I'm one of the ones who have a foundation, lead youth, speak to schools from here to South Carolina and back. And when my rights are offended or my pastor is slammed up against a wall because we're at the wrong time and wrong day, you don't even know who we are, and then you got to apologize and do all these letterages. What happened? Why did you do it in the first place? When you get you get a tennis star just because he's of color, get attacked because, oh, I thought. But you ain't thought that over in Williamsburg. You ain't thought that over in Cobble Hill.
So you're saying that today some of the crime issues you care about is, you know, blacks being attacked for being black by whites.
You see it on videotape. If you didn't see that videotape, how many people would not have believed nothing ever happened?
And so you're saying that's the bigger issue now than what happened back in the 90s?
Everybody don't have cameras, didn't have cameras.
And but who do you think supports the Black Lives Matter movement and the issue of...
Yeah, and the mothers of Black Lives Matter is supporting Hillary. But on the other hand, the daughter of one of the deceased is supporting Bernie. But when it comes down to the overall and how many people that you really affected, how many people that really were empowered by you, I mean, people are not perfect in no way, shape, or form. Money has to come from somewhere. Any big, large fundraiser that people have, quote unquote, from the country clubs, normal people who work every day can't go in because those tickets are $100,000 and $50,000 because it's supporting what? Whatever children's thing, whatever. Well, I'm a Shriner as well, so if it's supporting Shriners Hospital, I mean, I can see the difference. And being raised in South Carolina, where you still had Klans riding down through the streets in 87, 88. So that's why another reason, when Barack Obama got it, the election from the convention, we stood right here and carved 300-pound blocks of ice.
Outside of
Obama.
Sylvia's.
Yep, Obama.
I mean, when you do stuff like that, when you've been empowered and you've been involved and stuff, you get a little different feeling opposed to what somebody will say. You know what I mean? So that's why I said I'm going for Hillary like that, because of the relationship over the years of seeing and doing. But now, like I said, Bernie Sanders is coming in, Mr. Bernie is coming in with good ideals and purposes for I can see, and the reason why he slams her so bad with that money thing and Wall Street. But, I mean, you know, if you start going list, it don't measure up to her being internationally acclaimed and enjoyed by others. All the internationals like her. You ain't got no country she go to that she ain't been received. Ain't nobody took no shoes and throw off at her. But how many countries you actually been to even go and see?
I'm so glad we stumbled on you. It's like made our day.
I'm sorry.
But I don't know. Don't be sorry.
Don't
be sorry. I only wish you had cake with you. Can I just...
Instagram, Facebook, Cake Man Raven. You got me. I'll make you a little cupcake. We still do it. You know, everybody try to fake it, but, you know, we do the real thing.